Joining us now is Dave Crisco. He owns Bottega Farm in. Good afternoon.
Hello.
What happened? Why did you cancel the weddings over the weekend?
Well, I was just thinking, I was listening to Jerry, and I have a lot of respect for Jerry, but he must have been reading a different letter than we received, because the last sentence of the letter that we got on the 28th of October was, "This letter constitutes you to cease and desist all activities from this day forward relating to weddings or special events on your property until you have been approved by the ALC.
Now, did you contact the ALC to see if they meant...
Well, we did. Actually, we pushed back. We sent them a letter. Our lawyer looked at this and said, yes, they're saying you can't do anything now. And so we pushed back and said, well, we believe that weddings are part of agritourism. We have our products involved in the ceremonies, and that it should be part of agritourism in our view. So, but what happened was we thought, our lawyer said, well, the next thing that they could do is a court order. And so we didn't want to risk our clients in this situation or get caught in the middle of something. So we took a really tough decision. This didn't come easy. I mean, we wouldn't cancel 24 weddings on a whim. So we thought it was serious enough to contact all the brides.
Which you have done, and we know there's news to this story now, but I'm curious, why haven't you just applied for this non-farm use permit?
Well, we were advised. I mean, we were in discussion in September. Jerry was correct about that. We had a compliance officer come down who actually wrote this letter to tell us to cease and desist in October. But he came down and we talked about that very thing, and we had we asked about that, and basically our chances were pretty slim of getting a non-farm use. And we also have another farm property, so we do want farm use on our properties. We have Little Church Organics on Gordon that has flowers and an orchard and community gardens on it. So we really believe in the ALR, but we think there has to be some sort of discussion, at least, about what we can do and what we can't.
Do you believe Bottega is abiding by ALR rules? You talk about your products that are derived from the land being available for folks during a wedding. Can you just explain that?
Well, we have a flower operation on our Gordon property, and we have tons of alpaca wool that we sell, and we make those available and promote them during the events. We have a stand at every event.
But is the primary profits that your company makes made through agriculture or through weddings?
Well, on that property, it's mostly weddings. But agriculture is a tough, it's a tough business. We have expended a lot of resources in farming over the last 5 years, but I think the thing that we were looking at, and we kind of backed into this. We didn't build Bottega. We built Bottega as a farm inn, and then the weddings just started when we had, I think, a friend's wedding at first, and then other people started to come by, and we had no idea that there was some sort of ban on them until we were contacted, because we see everybody else doing them. So I think when our view is, if you have a bride, like we have lots of wedding parties from England and Europe and Australia. We have actually two from overseas coming next summer. We think it's a great way of highlighting, an Okanagan farm.
But
and bringing people here.
But if you say yourself that most of your profits are not derived through agriculture on that property and are in fact being derived through weddings, is that not then a failure to comply to the ALR rules?
Well, no, I think because we asked them, how much agriculture do we have to do? How much money do we have to do? And they said, there's no number. So it's really a difficult place to try to end up.
I mean, he did say a primary function of the property has to be agriculture.
Well, yes, but I think that, we put probably more work in the farm. I mean, right now we're planting a huge orchard in the back. So, Revenue is different than effort.
You know, we've spoken to some of the couples who have been caught in the middle of all of this, and some of them have said they've moved on. They have since booked other venues. Do you suppose that you will feel the brunt of this back and forth now?
Well, that's possible. I mean, this was an unfortunate situation. I'm really happy, though, that the weddings are back on. I mean, that's absolute news to us, because this letter and our advice was, this is cease and desist. This is not, well, maybe cease and desist. I mean, this was pretty hard cut, and we wouldn't throw away 24 weddings revenue like that easy. But we didn't want to drag folks into this dispute.
So are you going to court over this?
Well, no. What we're anxiously seeing, I mean, Jerry mentioned there's a court case happening in March regarding weddings on farmland. So that's going to be interesting. I think we're going to go back. We're going to just kind of, you know, go back to being a farm inn.
But sorry, is that your court case?
No, it's not. It's out of, I think, near Kamloops. It's up in another area. But it's relevant to, well, all the weddings that happen in the Okanagan. So we're going to go back to being a farm inn and then just see what our next steps are.
But you have been contacting brides and grooms to say that if they'd like to still continue their wedding at your inn, they can?
Absolutely. No, we've started on that right away. So it's better news. And we didn't think this, we had no idea that we would be allowed to do this. So we're quite happy.